From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama, in his first speech on immigration reform since taking office, says companies that hire undocumented workers must be held accountable.
We've already begun to step up enforcement against the worst workplace offenders, and we're implementing and improving a system to give employers a reliable way to verify that their employees are here legally.
President Obama, appearing at American University in Washington, D.C., also says immigrants living in the U.S. illegally need to get right with the law before they can pursue citizenship, such as paying taxes and learning English. The president has been under mounting pressure by supporters to address comprehensive immigration change, which he had promised to make a top priority in his first year in office. Much of the northeastern Mexican city of Matamoros is underwater after Hurricane Alex made landfall late yesterday. It has since been downgraded to a tropical storm, but its severe impact still being felt in Mexico's Tamaulipas state, where NPR's Jason Beaubien is seeing the damage up close.
There's damage all across Ciudad Victoria. Trees and light poles are down across the city. Billboards, awnings from shops have all been ripped down and knocked over. There's still no electricity. The electricity went out late last night, and across this entire capital of Tamaulipas, there's still no electricity. The cell phone networks are down. The radios aren't broadcasting. At the gas stations, there's no gas. Because they don't have electricity to pump the gas.
NPR's Jason Beaubien. Texas has been largely spared, but Alex has spawned tornadoes and high winds, forcing people in low-lying areas to evacuate. Looks like tens of thousands of home buyers who risk losing out on an $8,000 tax credit will get a reprieve. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, last night the U.S. Senate passed a bill to extend closing deadline.
This fix could help as many as 180,000 people who signed contracts to buy homes earlier this year, but then faced delays in closing the sale. Lucien Salvant is a spokesman for the National Association of Realtors.
The pipelines for lots of lenders got jammed up, so these folks were going to be denied the tax credit through no fault of their own, and that's a shame.
The bill was passed earlier this week by the House and approved unanimously Wednesday night by the Senate. It won't open up the tax credit to any new buyers, but for those already in contract, it extends the deadline to close until September 30th. Salvant says the president is expected to sign the bill. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Dow Jones Industrial Average down 100 points at last check at 9,674. NASDAQ Composite Index down 26 at 2,084. This is NPR News. The body of Senator Robert Byrd is lying in repose in the Senate chamber. Later this afternoon, Byrd's remains will be transported to West Virginia aboard a C-130. The very aircraft the senator was instrumental in getting funded and based in his state. The Democratic lawmaker, longest-serving member of Congress, died early Monday at the age of 92. A state memorial service will be held tomorrow. President Obama and Vice President Biden are expected to attend. China's top state news agency has launched a global English-language television channel in hopes of amplifying China's voice abroad. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the Chinese government is pouring money into efforts to launch new international media.
The new channel belongs to the China Xinhua News Network Corporation. It's broadcasting news, features, and weather 24 hours a day via satellite, cable, cell phone, and the internet. It'll debut on U.S. cable networks on October 1st. Xinhua quotes its president, Li Chongjun, as saying the new channel will be a source of timely and objective news coverage. Beijing seeks a global voice to match its growing economic clout. It also sees a lot of Western media coverage of China as hostile and biased. Other recent state-backed ventures include the English-language Global Times newspaper and a China Central Television Arabic channel that claims to reach nearly 300 million viewers. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
General David Petraeus trying to reassure allies the anti-Taliban mission in Afghanistan's going well. The newly confirmed U.S. commander of the Afghanistan war is in Brussels, where he is shoring up NATO support. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.